A recent study by Child and Family Services on the subject of sex trafficking in Hawaii provided a startling look at just how complex and prevalent the issue is here in the islands. While lawmakers are debating a number of bills in this year's legislative session that hope to address the issue, some are looking beyond Hawaii for the best ways to confront trafficking. Sweden has been a global leader in addressing sex trafficking, and many advocates for the issue praise what has been called the Swedish model. It largely involves criminalizing the buyers who enable trafficking crimes rather than the victims who have been forced to take part. A vocal champion of this approach has been Per Anders Sunesson. He's a Swedish ambassador at large for combating trafficking. He's in Hawaii this week discussing potential solutions with state lawmakers. He sat down with the conversation's Harrison Patino.
In Sweden, we have a very strong focus on reducing demand. I would say that most people would agree that we would have no human trafficking if there was no demand for women in prostitution. So that's our strong focus.
One of the critical issues here in Hawaii is that there tends to be a lapse in resources for victims transitioning from youth to adulthood, and how we address them, viewing them as victims versus perpetrators. Can the same be said in Sweden?
No, in Sweden we have a law since 1st of January 1999 that only criminalizes the buyer of sex, but not the person who is in prostitution or being prostituted. We had a strong focus on this for very many years, and we are advocating for other countries also to focus on reducing demand, to understand that those who end up in prostitution, they are not criminals, they are actually victims. And, you know, I travel all over the globe and having these discussions, and what's common for every country is that it's the most marginalized, the most vulnerable people who end up in prostitution.
Now, you mentioned you travel across the globe. What are some of the key issues you see culture to culture?
I'd say the big discussion right now globally is prostitution a job like any other job, or is it actually exploitation of vulnerable people? And there is a strong pro-sex lobby arguing that prostitution should be considered a job, but for my government and for many other governments, that's not acceptable. We know that it's the vulnerable people who end up being prostituted.
Well, there's this idea that regulation removes danger. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. We can compare with our neighboring country, Germany, who 2002 decided to regulate prostitution market, illegal brothels, pimping, and so on. The results in Germany today, you have 400,000 women in prostitution, 1.2 million purchases of sex every 24 hours. The demand increased with 30%. And this is important, the women working at the German brothels, they are not German women who decided this is the profession I want for myself. They are 98% are women from developing countries like Albania, Romania, and so on.
So often for the people who are in this line of work, maybe they've been forced to do it, maybe they've been left with no other option. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of key institutional problems that led them there in the first place, whether they're fleeing trauma or they've had a history of sexual abuse. How has Sweden addressed those institutional issues like sex abuse, domestic abuse?
It's very important to say that we're not perfect in any way. We have problems with domestic violence, with prostitution, and so on. But we have a strong focus on gender equality. We have the issue in the curriculum in school, strong focus on this from the police force, and ongoing political discussion regarding how to best combat these problems in society. And a strong focus also on, you know, on the perpetrator and to give help to those who end up being the victims.
Shifting the focus from victim blaming, let's say, to focusing on the people who are actually enabling these crimes in the first place.
Right.
So from what I understand, you've only been here for a couple of days, but what have been some of the key takeaways that you've seen here so far?
I had very good discussions and a great interest from lawmakers and others to discuss what are the best practices to combat human trafficking and human trafficking for sexual exploitation. And it's always good to meet. We can learn from each other. One system may not be possible to adopt right away in a different context and so on. And it's a global problem, and we need to talk and compare notes.
Sweden has a very good reputation as a leader in gender equality and specifically in combating sex trafficking. What are some of the lessons that you want to convey, especially here in Hawaii?
Well, if you want to create a society where men and women have the same rights, where you honor human rights, for me and for my government, it's not acceptable to have a position where some people can be bought for money. I don't think that's the situation. I haven't heard that in Hawaii, that people are arguing that prostitution should be decriminalized fully. But going that way would be a big problem for human rights. like I said, I travel all over, and I have this in mind, the woman I met in Colombia who was in prostitution. And in Colombia, prostitution is not legal, not buying, not selling. And she said, being in prostitution in Colombia is awful, but I am scared to death that my government would legalize it, because if they do, women like myself and my daughters, they will never be offered anything else than to stay in prostitution to make a living.
There are often people who put forth the argument that if there's an illicit service, people are going to try and seek it anyway. And even if you regulate it or not, people are going to seek out these services mm-hmm. that come at the cost of other people.
Well, I think that's where the Swedish experience is very interesting for other countries. Because since we introduced this law back in 1999, the demand has reduced a lot. It's been a real change of mindset. Very few people think it's okay to buy sex. So both the Swedish police and international police like Interpol put in their reports that Sweden is almost a dead market for human trafficking, for sexual exploitation, because there's just not enough demand for women in prostitution. So in opposite to Germany, we have almost no human trafficking for sexual exploitation. But in Germany, this is flourishing.
Is that the result of a very concerted educational effort to teach citizens, teach men, that this sort of thing is not okay?
I would say so. First of all, very important that the government send a signal, no, it's not okay to buy access to someone's body. Secondly, to have the issue of gender equality, the issue of human rights in the curriculum in schools. Three, to do awareness campaigns, to let everyone know that prostitution is not pretty woman, it's exploitation of the most vulnerable people. It's sustaining organized crime.
Before we leave, are there any key takeaways that you want to get across?
This is a global problem, and we need to work together with it, against it. And we are positive that are we ever going to be successful combating human trafficking, we need to address demand. Because if there's no demand for cheap labor or for women in prostitution, there will be no human trafficking.
That was Per-Anders Sunesson, the Swedish ambassador at large for combating trafficking. He joined us in studio to talk with producer Harrison Patino about sex trafficking.